at least 10 people were injured after wires fell on top of a SEPTA trolley in Delaware County this morning. KYW's Justin Udo at the scene where workers continue to investigate what happened.
Overhead wires came down on top of a D1 trolley near the Scenic Road station in Springfield Township, according to SEPTA officials who say the trolley's operator and all 10 passengers on board reported injuries. Three of those passengers were transported to Lincoln Hall Hospital. None of those injuries were serious, and there was no risk of electrical shock, according to officials who add the overhead wires became entangled with the overhead power arm. The cause for that entanglement is under investigation. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.